One of the biggest finds that Kodesh Baruch Hu has on Klal Yisrael is doing things mitzvahs anoshim u'lumodim, doing things without understanding. There are robots that do things without understanding. There are animals that do things without understanding. And Kodesh Baruch Hu says that I've blessed you with a maya, the power of Havana, the power of Chokhma, and when you act like those who don't have that power, Kodesh Baruch Hu screams, then what was the purpose of creating a human being? Rishchedesh Nisan, it's a man of Geula, it's a man of Pesach, and we're told that every man has its individual purpose, and certainly every man we have to think before we come to the Yontif a little bit about what it's all about. And the truth of the matter is we have to think a lot about what it's all about. But I think in our Madrega, we think a little bit, we'll also be happy. We have to think about why was there Avdus? Why was there Avdus? So many of you have heard from your Rabbeim, the Mashgichim, Sfarim that you've learned, that the Jews started assimilating with the goy. But the Rebbe said, "Va'avdu eschem mikol ha'amim." A Jew is different. A Jew is supposed to be a shining example for the world. A Jew is supposed to be a teacher of the world, from whom the whole world gains a benefit. But when the Jew lowers himself to the point that he tries to act like somebody else in the world, then the purpose of the Jew is lost. And the Kodesh Baruch Hu reminds the Jew what his abilities are and why he was created. Avdus in Mitzrayim, the Avdus in Mitzrayim was because the Jew wanted, and he was acting to a great degree like a goy. And the Kodesh Baruch Hu instilled in the nature, we'll call it the word nature of the goy, that unless the goy sees that the Jew is different, then the goy hates the Jew. The goy has to see that the Jew is different, totally different. Then he has respect for the Jew. He's different. But when the Jew is a mixed breed, he's stepping on Goyish territory, and he's acting also a little bit different, then he hates him. That's the way the Kodesh Baruch Hu made the world. And as you've heard throughout history, it's been that way. There's an interesting Yerushalmi I saw. Shami and Shvius, Kergar Halacha Beis. Most of us are familiar with the Halacha that the din of Yehorig Val Yavar only applies to Avodah Zarah, Gil Arayis, and Shvichas Dama. All other Isurim, if it's the Fahesia, it's also Yehorig Val Yavar. The Tzina, it's Mutter. So the Chachamim came out with the conclusion that Bitzina, it is, you're supposed to be Yavar Val Yehorig. The question is it mutter to be Yehorig Val Yavar? But you could be at least the Yavar Val Yehorig. There's a Maisa brought down in the Yerushalmi, which is an interesting Maisa. Rabbi Yavar Bar Zmina, have a Mechayet Gabichad Armoy. He was a tailor. And again, when I see these stories, one one lesson from these stories. Why do you got to tell me he was a tailor? You can tell me the philosophy, the moral. One of the lessons is somebody was a tailor and he was an amara. He was a gadol. But there's no stira. But that a person can be a tailor and still be Rabbi Abba Bar Zmina. The Chofetz Chaim could be running around and selling his svarim, traveling salesman. And he's the Chofetz Chaim, and he writes the Mishnah Brura. There's no contradiction, and the majority of the day, and more than the majority of the day, is involved in steiging in ruchnius. And what I need for parnasa, I do for parnasa. Rabbi Abba Bar Zmina have a mechayit gabi chad armoy. Berimbi, he was in Rome. So he had what we would call an anti-Semite, the fellow who he was working for. Aisilei basar de nevela. At that time, the Chacham still didn't come out with the halacha that for Sha'ari Surim, it could be Abba Bar Yehori. So this anti-Semite came over to him, and he brought him a piece of nevela, and Amalei Echel. Eat it. Amalei linocha. I'm not. Amalei echel zelochein anok etilnolo. Eat it, I kill you. Amalei in voice miktil kotl. You want to kill me? Kill me. But lina mechel basa nevel. Mar said this is before the Gemara came out with the halacha of Yavar of Vayor. Amalei. So the guy tells him, Mehen Maidalach, how did you know? The Ilu Achlis Havina Kotalach. How did you know that if you would have eaten it, I would have killed you? I Yehudi, Yehudi, I Armoy, Armoy. He says, I was testing you. Assessing you. Are you a Jew or are you not a Jew? I want to see if you're a man of principle. Says, if you would have eaten a bus in the veil, he said, I would have killed you. But I was testing you to see what you are. Why is this mice brought down? The mice is brought down because the goy respects the yid who acts like a yid. The problem is when a yid acts like a goy and a yid, he's a mixed breed. That's when the goy doesn't respect him. Most of you have learned Malachim. And the story was Eliyahu Bahar HaKarmel. As Eliyahu brought the Nevi'ei Habal, and he brought as many of the Jews together, and he makes a whole deal with them. There was a hunger going on then, and he makes a whole deal with them. And he tells the Nevi Habal, do what you want, be Makan Korbanus, take the best Korban, do what you want, dance all day, sing all day, tear your bodies all day, whatever you want. And then after nothing happens, so Eliyahu HaNavi takes his Korban and he pours it with the water, and there's water all over the place, and he's inspired to the Kodesh Baruch Hu. And first he tells the Kol Yisrael, Ad Masai Atem Pleisir Mashtei Sifon. Says, how long are you going to be both? You're going to be a shtickle Goy and a shtickle Jew. Right? Make up your mind. Make up your mind. What are you? And then he's Mespal, he says, Aneini Hashem Aneini. And the Gemara in Brachas and above on the way says, Aneini, the first Aneini is that Hashem should respond to Tfila. The second Aneini, Shle Yemru, Maisik Shot. If you look into this Maisa, what is Eliyahu doing? Eliyahu is crying. He is actually crying. He says, Aneini, Shle Yemru, Maisik Shot. He's crying that the Jew should be able to see when the Kodesh Baruch Hu is doing something, they should be able to see the end.
Because he's scheming. That's his tshuva. Why is there such a tshuva? What's bothering Eliyahu? Yirat Shamayim is bothering Eliyahu, and the love for Klal Yisrael. The second Aneini, what's bothering him? So they wouldn't throw Birushalayim, Shain Fartik, forget about them. Right? We'll start from better people, not from them. But Aneini Shalayimru Maisek Shofim. What's he saying? He's saying, please let them see what the Kodesh Baruch Hu was telling them. Why? What's he pleading about? Let them say they're a piece of garbage. Goodbye, Charlie. The Kodesh Shemayim that's involved. And the law for Am Yisrael, that they should see the end. That's the second Aneini. You know, I've mentioned many times, if you just look back and think, perhaps it's the wrong example, they're much better example. You take the Pirush Rashi and the whole Shas. Whole Shas, Nevi'im, Suvim. What for? Was it a bestseller? Was it on the New York Times bestseller list? Why did Rashi give his whole life to light a Pirush? Because he loved Klal Yisrael, and he had an Abba for the Kodesh Baruch Hu. He wanted to share the Kodesh Baruch Hu's title with Klal Yisrael. He couldn't keep himself back. It's easy for Rashi. He has to write down for other people. If he has to write it down, it means he knows it, so he can study more. Why is he spending his time writing it down for other people? Can you imagine what sort of time is involved in writing for a whole Shas? Whole Shas. And according to my recollection, he was 63 years old when he was in the Can you imagine the monumental job that's involved? How much life he gave up for Klal Yisrael? Just to teach them. V'ahavta et Hashem Elokecha, that Gemara in Yuma says, the criteria, how does a person know that he has Ahavas Hashem? How does a person know it? Shehei Shem Shemayim Mis'ai Val Yadecha. If you want other people to share with you. Shehei Shem Shemayim Mis'ai Val Yadecha. If through you, people will have Ahavas Hashem. And I've mentioned, you know, you see a bubby wheeling a carriage. And her grandchild is in the carriage, and she tells everybody, look at this cute little kid, isn't he cute? She loves the kid, and she wants to share that love. She wants everybody to see she loves the kid. But she loves the kid. Something that you love, you want to share with other people. Right? If you love the emes, which is what the Kodesh Baruch Hu is, you have to want to share it with other people. If you don't want to share it with other people, it means you're lacking in that Ahavas Hashem. And Eliyahu HaNavi was Mispala, Aneini Hashem Aneini. He wanted to share the Ahavas he had for Klal Yisrael with Klal Yisrael. And it comes to Torah, you know very, very well that the Torah may be the days of Hebrews. Zahirus is not only Zahirus in halachas, Zahirus is in anushiyus, in being a human being. The Torah, when it says, kol mi she'ein le'isha, ein le'yodam, kol mi she'ein le'karka, ein le'yodam. If you have no Torah, you're not a mensch. And an Adam is complete human being. Someone is about Kishkin and he has no midas, is not worth too much to the Kodesh Baruch Hu. Because that's not an other. If a person can do maisim that through his maisim, it's not Hashem is Mis'ahiv al Yadecha. And in fact, perhaps it rejects people. Rejects people from Ahavas Hashem. It tells people, this is what a Jew is. Can you imagine the zuzul in Ahavas Hashem that's involved? And I want to tell you something. You know, Amol, if you look at a history book, the thing that started off Hitler, Yimach Shemai V'Zichrei, was an incident he had with one Jew. That started off his hatred for the Jews. You find that in Haman. We learned that in Megillah Esther. Haman didn't like Mordechai, then go. Taking care of all the Jews. When the Mishnah in Pirkei Avos says, Al tivaz l'chol adam, perhaps the person you're dealing with can't do any harm. But he relates his experiences, his wife and his children, the grandchildren, to friends. Who knows? Who knows what hatred this can do for Amisah? Torah may be like days healers. When a person starts Torah, he has to be alert and aware of everything. He has to study. He has to study the history of Klal Yisrael. He has to know what a Yid is. He has to know how much hatred a Goy has for a Yid when a Yid acts a little bit like a Goy. When a Goy sees that a Jew is different, he is different than Midas, fine. Or wear a tapot, a bechel, whatever you want. He's different. The Goy has respect for him. Midas, he's different. He's a gem. He can wear different clothes, look different. Big deal. Big deal. That doesn't bother them. They will see Kishem Hashem Nikra Lecha. They'll see something special. They'll see something special in the eyes of someone who is protecting his Midas. But when someone acts a little bit like a Goy, that's when there's the hatred of the Goy. That's the limud of the Avdus in the Mitzrayim. That's the limud of the Avdus in the Mitzrayim. And you have to understand that when you're in a yeshiva and when you're learning to be a Ben Torah, The Gemara in Sanhedrin, Yerushalmi says that Gehazi was a chayte umachti as harab. Yerushalmi says, why? Because when Elisha would say a shir, he would stand outside. And when people would come to hear Elisha's shir, they would say, no, if a Gehazi doesn't go inside, this is not that important. They would stand outside and shmooze with him free. Even though he never told anybody not to go inside to hear the shir. But the way he was acting made him into Machti's Rab because others followed suit. And therefore he's called a Machti Yisarab. And someone is in a yeshiva and he acts in a way that others can learn from it too. That others, the guard for Aliyah is thrown down. The guard is taken down. And they can act like a Goy. It's Chas V'Shalom called a Machti Yisarab. Where a yeshiva is a mokum kodesh, a mokum for growth, a mokum for kedusha, it's a mokum for taira, it's a mokum of purity of action. Someone says, you don't have to be that pure. And others learn not to be that pure, and the guy sees that a Yid is not pure. And who knows what hatred this can cause? Who knows? maybe not in his generation, maybe the next generation. Who knows, Chas v'Shalom, the suffering that can come from such an action. When you don't think, and you don't think, and you're not striving to be a Ben Torah, anyone who acts in a way like that that we know about, he is not a Ben Torah. He has a shtick goy in him. He's an embarrassment. He is an embarrassment for Klal Yisrael. He has to come to Pesach. He's a matzah, he's a mara. Yeah, okay, I'll say, you know, but in part of his time, I'll think Chagadia. If you don't learn the lessons that the Kodesh Baruch Hu is teaching us, what he expects of a Yid, he expects of a Yid to be different, that a goy can see that a Yid is different, something, Kishem Hashem Nikra Alecha. If you don't learn that lesson, then it's mitzvah hanoshim l'mada. And never, you have a long way to go. Let's hope. Because kisheva yipol tzaddik, you know, tzaddik can fall 7 times, but he's going to pick himself up. Could be some people have fallen. A chayisah can always pick themselves up. But to pick yourself up, you have to be masakin the kilkul. It's not that easy to be masakin the kilkul once it's in the hands of a goy. The only way the kilkul could be masukin is like in the case of, we had with Mordechai and Esther, where the whole Klal Yisrael perfected themselves, that it was a kimu v'kivlu. That those who were the machti themselves will pick themselves up and be Messiah others to raise themselves up. That's the only way there could be a tikkun. And only in such a way will we be zecha to the true Gula Shleimah.